Maryland's News Now.
On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
When Trayvon Martin was first shot, I said that this could have been my son. Another way of saying that is Trayvon Martin could have been me 35 years ago. When you think about why, in the African-American community at least, there's a lot of pain around what happened to him, I think it's important to recognize that the African-American community is looking at this issue through a set of experiences.
That was President Obama taking White House reporters by surprise today, and even probably some of his staff, and used the time to talk about the Trayvon Martin George Zimmerman case and race relations in America. And as Byron Tao, a reporter for Politico, points out, the timing of the president's statements was curious, but what he said was memorable. Byron, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And I think that is what stands out to most people, most of the reporters and people on the White House staff, is how much he talked about race and how thoughtful it seemed.
Right. I mean, this was the sort of the furthest he's gone down this road in a long time. Maybe, maybe the longest, maybe it's the furthest down this road he's gone in his entire time in public life. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, these were real remarks from the heart. He obviously had something to say about this case and about sort of the broader implications of it. And, he used a sleepy summer afternoon to really make that case.
Yeah, and it's what many reporters, including yourself, have said. It was a rare window into his feelings.
Right. You saw him really get quite personal. He talked about how, most African-American men can recount experiences of being followed in a department store, for example, including him, and he is now the president of the United States. He said that Trayvon Martin could have been him 35 years ago, and he also called he didn't go quite so far as to call for a national conversation, but he did, talk about that something needs to be done to really boost up young African-American men and make them feel as if their country and their communities are proud of them and are invested in their future and their success. So this was really a personal speech for him, and one that, and a really rare, as you point out, a rare window into his thinking.
I thought it was interesting, the timing of it. Usually, as many have said, on a Friday afternoon, you dump the unwelcome news that you really don't want to deal with, and the weekend comes and you hope people forget about it by Monday. But that he was on a Spanish language, I guess, meet the press type of thing, and they thought, the White House thought that he was going to be asked about the case, and they never got to it.
Right. I mean, that's true. And I think that they did put out a very short statement after the verdict was read last week. But it seemed the president did want to talk about this, and he didn't quite have the opportunity to in a series of interviews with Spanish language media. I can't blame them, but they were much more interested in the immigration bill and where that process is. And they just never got around to asking about the Trayvon Martin case. And the president clearly, had been prepared and had been willing to talk about this on the air then and didn't get the chance. So I guess the White House staff felt that this was his opportunity to do that.
Apparently he had been under some pressure from some, sectors that he should speak out about in the aftermath of this trial, and also in the aftermath of violence in Los Angeles and maybe even Chicago. Do you think that, or are you hearing that people are by and large satisfied with the way he presented his thoughts today?
Well, that remains to be seen. I mean, there's obviously a lot of anger, not just in the black community, but in all sorts of communities across the country about this verdict. It's largely been peaceful, but there have been a lot of Justice for Trayvon rallies and rallies against Stand Your Ground laws and a number of other demonstrations against the verdict. So I feel like the president saw the need to sort of address this and say that, he even said in his remarks, it's totally understandable that the vigils and the protests and the demonstrations occurred in this case. And I think that was really the takeaway.
Do you think that these were some of his most memorable remarks in both terms?
Certainly the most memorable remarks, recently. He's been bogged down in a lot of legislative fights, the immigration bill, the gun control bill. But this was really a window into his thinking about race. And you know, and the other interesting thing is that he did champion the progress the country's made on the issue. He talked about that things have changed, that this generation and his daughter's generation, is clearer and better and more progressive on these issues than the previous generation. The president really struck an interesting note here in really balancing the pain that's obviously that this case has caused, as well as by highlighting a lot of the progress and a lot of the momentum that the country has made on this issue.
Byron Tal for Politico, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.